And a beautiful Arizona good morning to you all. I had to double check this morning to make sure it wasn't January 14th. It is January 21st. We're starting this Saturday's broadcast the same way we started last Saturday's broadcast, under some misty rain in the morning, some beautiful moisture, some green weeds everywhere. Yeah. And Mr. Harper here in studio. We've actually got Jeff Harper of the Harper Brothers Trios.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Quite
so yeah, you brought it up. It's 2 weeks in a row. We've had lots of good moisture, getting some great snow up in the north. People, if you've still got your sprinkler systems turned on, you could go up to that little button on the clock and hit the rain button on them and turn them off. Go get some pre-emergent herbicide as well, too, because I tell you, it's going to be a...
I heard we caused a little bit of a rush last Saturday.
You did. I guess Jay wasn't on the air, and all of a sudden, people were beating the door down, needing that pre-emergent that Rosie was talking about on the radio.
Well, it's either pre-emergent now or hula ho in right. February.
And
now,
you pick
your choice.
I would much rather just take my spreader out there and spread some product on the ground and let Mother Nature water it in rather than... grabbing that hula ho, especially in March and April when it starts getting warm and get up there.
I was down around Sierra Vista Thatcher on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We are going to have one green up, baby. It is going to be a beautiful, beautiful spring.
Well, head on down to Picacho Peak and watch some wildflowers because it's going to be a gorgeous season for that as well.
So if you don't want those in your yard,
yes.
Pre-emergent now.
You've got to apply a lot of water to pre-emergent to get it to work, and as wet as the soil is, and looks like there's a chance of more storms coming in, you know, a week down the road, it looks like. It's a great time to put that down, and like I said, the rain will water it in. And that pre-emergent, what it does, folks, is it won't kill anything that is green and growing, okay? So if you've got weeds in your yard, if you've got trees and bushes and everything in your grass and stuff like that, it won't affect anything that is alive. It just strictly kills seeds, and it doesn't discriminate between good seeds or bad seeds, but it kills all seeds. So you got to be careful if you've got a vegetable garden or the timing in which you put it down on your lawn, not to affect the winter grass, because it will prevent that from germinating as well.
Romy, last summer, how many phone calls did we get on spurge infested lawns?
Oh my goodness,
was it
the year of the spurge?
Was it 100 calls over the course of 2 or 3 months?
Probably.
Well, listen, we're not taking any spurge phone calls this spring or summer. Because that's what pre-emergent will do for you now.
Yep.
Keep that TIF lawn, that beautiful lawn, spurge free, pre-emerge now. Dimensions the product.
Yep.
Thank you for bringing me my bag today.
You're welcome. And so for you people out there that are listening.
After the show, I was heading that way when I got a text from John. All gone.
Yeah, all gone. that was my instruction this morning as Jay was leaving town. He says, "Here, stick this in your truck and bring it to Rosie on the house Saturday morning." So it's
Got
been
it.
Delivered.
Thank
now,
you.
This sack looks like about a 5-pound sack.
Actually, it's 10 pounds, I believe.
Okay. How much will that coverage? It
about 5,000 square feet.
Okay. Nice. So it a little goes a long way.
A little goes a long ways.
And you got better coverage with the pre-emergent than you do.
And I think it's a 15-pound bag. Is that what it says?
He's looking.
Yeah.
It
12,
would fit in a 5-gallon
12-pound bag. There you go.
How many kilograms is that?
One.
I can't hear you.
One 888-767-4348.
My headset's not working right
5.44.
There you go.
Kilograms.
That's 1-888 Rosie for you to get online with your question. You can text into 411-923 or send email with pictures if you need some help, plant or insect identification, to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Pre-emerge now or weed later?
It's your choice.
Did we ever figure out why in the last couple years there has been like this spurge explosion?
No, but it is a big deal, and actually the Nursery Association, both Arizona and California, I mean, they've been printing bulletins now for 2 or 3 years on recommendations for the nursery guy to how to control it and keep it at bay in their nurseries and in containers and in the plants itself. But no, it's.
I mean, I've been in the same house with the same lawn for over 25 years,
and never had a.
The last 3 years have just been a battle.
And I don't know why. I don't know why. I can't put a lot of times you can, you know, irrigated lots get it a little bit more frequently than people that have sprinkled lots. If you have a yard service and, you know, they're trekking seed in with their lawnmower. Have you ever seen how much seed?
I can tell you one thing. You cannot get rid of spurge by mowing it.
No, you can't. but you can spread it from one house to another house by just by the lawnmower itself.
Oh, God. That's how I tried getting rid of it the first year.
Yeah.
And then I saw how many seeds were. I thought, Rosie, you're going about this the wrong way.
No, it's crazy. it produces, you know, one little plant will produce a pound of seed. It's crazy.
Mm. Now, a texter wants to know if there's a, quote, natural pre-emergent if you hate poison. Now, I don't know that I would call pre-emergent poison. Do you know the chemical compound of dementia?
Yeah, it's a herbicide. It is poisonous. It is toxic. Corn gluten.
Oh, there you go.
Corn gluten. It works okay. It's very expensive. It takes a lot of it to work. But we have in the past sold it. In the past there has been a product out there, a corn gluten product out there for a pre-emergent. I don't know where to get it, but someone wants to. Text me or get my number. I probably could track it down for them.
There's a class I was sitting in talking about natural weed control.
Mm-hmm.
At, you know, once you've missed your pre-emergence point,
right?
And it was Kella Young from the
sure.
Corporation Extension Office, uh-huh. And she said, you know, there really isn't one. So you can solarize,
right?
Which you go out there and you take plastic mm-hmm. and you cover the area and you let the sun bake the ground,
right?
But that only works for so long. You have to leave it out for a couple months, then you take it off, then you got to put it back. So you're basically moving this plastic sheet around your yard. And
you've also got to do it June, July, and August as well. I mean,
okay.
You know, you've got to.
Okay,
you
know, here it is.
Okay.
Pyridinicarbothiac acid.
Stop.
But it out of the 12 pounds,
yeah.
It only constitutes 0.125% of the bag. The other 99.875% of the bag is listed as
other
ingredients.
Other ingredients, yeah.
So it goes on to say this product contains 0.0625 pounds of the active ingredient per 50 pounds of product.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, you're not putting very much of it on.
You're not putting much on at all. Rest of it's pecan shells.
Pyridinidicarbothiac. It's all one
word. I will tell you.
It's one word. It's about 14 syllables.
Our goats are having a whole rounded diet. They cleared out. We didn't have any weeds last year. They had been out the whole year before. So we pinned them and we had to actually feed them. And now we've got growth everywhere, so they're back out in the mobile pens. Just kind of roll it, push it to the next area, push it to the next area.
Well, that's a great idea.
Wait till they eat that to nothing, and then move it on.
But you're not putting them on your lawn. You're you're putting them on your natural desert landscaping area.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you treat your lawns?
Dimension.
Okay.
Same way you do.
Okay. All right.
And if anybody wants to borrow a goat from Rosie, give them a call.
They are all busy. They won't be available for about another 3 months. We've got a host of emails that have come in this week. Peter wants to know about a dwarf lemon tree. Do you have a preference between a Meyer or?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
If anybody's ever eaten a Meyer lemon, they are fantastic. They're not your Lisbon or Eureka type lemon that you typically buy in the grocery store. Meyer lemons are a smoother, thinner skinned, and they're actually kind of sweet. They're a wonderful, wonderful tasting lemon. It's by far the favorite. If you ever go to a grocery store and they've got a Meyer lemon there, buy one.
So that was You didn't even wait for me to finish
No, I didn't.
That's a definitive answer.
But, you know, for the true lemon, you know, purists out there, it's not a, I'm going to bite into it and pucker my lips kind of a lemon either. So, you know, if you, you might need to plant one of each.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's a great suggestion.
Mm-hmm. My whole taste buds are like exploding back here.
I'm
salivating.
Dee wanted to know how to keep Bermuda grass from getting into her container gardens. That's a...
You know, Bermuda grass spreads a couple... It spreads three different ways, depending on what kind of Bermuda grass it can. It will spread by seeds. It will spread by stolons, which are a below-ground root, and it'll spread by rhizomes, which are an above-ground root. So if you've got a garden that's butted up next to a common Bermuda grass lawn, you know, just do not let it, you know, creep up over the top of the border, and as soon as it touches the ground in your garden, it's going to send out a root and start spreading. It also will go underneath your border, and that's where the rhizomes come into it. It spreads, like I said, several different ways, and all that moisture and fertilizer and compost that you're working into your garden is just attracting those rhizomes from underneath the barrier or the border. So I suppose you could, you know, put down a barrier. You know, you'd have to probably dig down several feet and put down a barrier made out of steel or plastic to prevent it. Other than that, I would just, you know, be ready to snip it out or spray it out or do whatever you want to do as soon as it reaches your garden.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to get on the line with Jeff.